stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, the biblical question, why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you? That is an amazing question, and it's so interesting. When you examine yourself and you understand that, you're going to be like, what the? What the? It's amazing. If you're out and about, you're working out right now, you're making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're washing dishes, you're taking the children to school because you're sick of them and you'd rather have the school destroy them than to be home with you, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast the show, of course. But you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. All right. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's amazing. So it is Thursday again. Don't blame me. It is Thursday again. It ain't my fault. It is Thursday again. And every Thursday, for the new listeners might not know what happens on Thursday. We take all calls, but we try to make some room for the Bible Thumpers because the Bible Thumpers, are a little difficult.
Bible Thumper!
In that you can't really communicate with them. They'll bring up something about the Bible,
about the Word.
In the beginning, there was the Word was God, God was the Word in the beginning. They'll bring up something about the Word, and then while you're responding to them, or at least you're attempting to, They're already thinking of something else in the Word, another scripture. So you need a little time with the Bible Thumpers. And so we decided that Thursdays is Bible Thumper Thursday, right? So for the new listeners, for everybody, we deal with all issues, but every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Yes, Lord.
And this war ain't over, y'all. We're talking about saving democracy. We're talking about health care for all of God's people. We're talking about housing for all of God's people.
So we're going to read you the scriptures, read you the commandments, and you can actually follow the Bible, do what God says and not what the Christian church says.
Do it now.
I'm tired of this church.
You heard it. Amazing. I'm tired of this church because it's boring. What the? Tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time, they're going, according to Revolver, there will be a Donald Trump and Joe Biden debate at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. All right? I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to watch it just to see the theater, the theatrics part of it. Is Joe Biden going to last? Is Trump going to win? What's going to happen, all right? You're watching it for that reason because you already know the issues. You know that America is in a terrible condition right now because the Democrats and the right-o Republicans have refused to take care of the country. So, and you hear all these so-called experts commenting on it, what's going to happen, what ought to happen, what Biden should do, what the Great White Hope should not do. All this stuff, right? But what I want to warn you about, and do what you want, but I just want you to be aware so you don't be let down either way, all right? Lay down your expectation. Lay them down. Don't expect Biden to win or lose or Donald Trump to win or lose. How about having a wait-and-see attitude? Because if you build a low expectation for one and a high expectation for the other, or a low expectation for the other one and a high expectation for the other one, you will be disappointed. You can mark my word. Life is not meant to be lived by expectations. It's not meant to be that way. Just think about in your life, your own personal life, over a period of time that you've been on this earth, how many times have you been let down because of your expectations? And then you blame somebody else because your expectation wasn't lived up to what you thought it would? How many times? Or you had so-called low expectation and the situation turned out to be way different and still a false expectation. So don't listen to the so-called pundits. Have a way to see tonight, and don't listen to what the devil is telling you in your imagination. Have a way to see, because the Democrats are desperate to deceive you and keep you from remembering how bad things have been since they've been in control of our country. And the right-o Republicans don't want you to remember they didn't do anything about it. Thank God for Trump, but a lot of the never-Trumpers and the right-o Republicans don't want Trump. So wait and see, all right? Do what you want, but I highly recommend you lower your expectation, or get rid of period. Have none. Just have a wait and see. And you cannot and will not be disappointed. I remember when Joe Biden did his last so-called State of the Union address. He was all loud, like he was on speed or something. I don't know what he was on or if he was on anything. But he was loud, like he was screaming at the world. And he stood there because everybody tried to figure out how, but he did. And Joe Biden had been in hiding for a whole week. It doesn't take that much to prepare for anything, but he's been away. So just wait and see. Wait and see. All right? Wait and see. Always about everything. About your life. About your day. About your relationships. About your jobs. Have a wait and see. What's wrong with waiting and see? About your so-called friendship, which doesn't exist, by the way. Have a wait and see. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. If you do, you will be disappointed, without a doubt, because you have your ego expectations. So watch it tonight if you want, but don't let you lay down your expectation, all right? And all these pundits, in all honesty, they don't know what they're talking about. They're the guessing attitude, or they have taken sides, so they're hoping their side win. That's all it is. But they don't know exactly what's going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. I don't care how many times Joe Biden has fallen down. I don't care how many times he's mumbled or wasn't clear, lost his thoughts while speaking. Still have a wait and see about tonight. But, all right, so tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And don't even have a way to see about Trump and the way he'll perform as well. About the great white hope. And the way that he will respond as well. This is from Headline USA. CNN threatened YouTube channels that want to provide Trump-Biden debate commentary. Well, you've been threatened by CNN, according to the Headline USA. They say that we are not granting digital entities the right to stream the debate on their own YouTube channels. We are not granting digital entities the right to stream the debate on their own YouTube channel. Talking about the disturbing freedom of press, freedom of speech. What the? But they say they're not giving you the right to do it. So I'm thinking that the reason they're doing it is because they want all the ratings, all of them, because CNN has not been doing well. They're doing a little bit, I hear, because Trump is back on the scene. But when Trump was out, their numbers went way down. It was pitiful. So I guess they may be doing this for that reason, and or they don't really want you to see how bad or good. Well, if Joe Biden did good, they'll be okay with that. But they don't want you to see what's really happening. All right? And I kind of understand, because when everybody's streaming it, then they are stealing views from the primary source. And this debate is primarily on CNN, sponsored by them. Even though I heard that Fox News would be showing it, So watch out there if you decide to do it. They're not going to like you for it. They're not going to like you for it. So we really just don't know what's going on. I don't know how Fox got the right, because they don't like Fox at all. Zero like for Fox. No love for Fox. Zero love for Fox. Amazing. You know, I had a young man call me yesterday, and he was saying that I don't say much about Jesus. I don't say much about Jesus. And the Christians has this thing where they say, we should be preaching Jesus and him who was crucified, something like that. But, and I guess the guy don't hear me talking about Jesus, because I don't say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all the time, right? But I speak about the message that Jesus brought at all times. Forgiveness, love your enemy, love your neighbor, hate no one. Before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. The Father and I are one. The Father sent me. Jesus is your brother. I talk about that all the time, but I think, and I could be wrong, that he is saying I don't say Jesus, 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 something like that. It's interesting to me, and I understand how lost the Christians are. They're intellectual, and they're lost in their imagination about God and about Jesus. They're lost. And I understand, because they've been taught to be lost. Amazing, huh? And they're in their intellect. And then they excuse their lack of peace and freedom by saying they're going to get it somewhere in heaven when they die. Who want to wait until you die to get peace? Why can't you have it now? Since Christ came, that you might have it now. But they call Christ God, even though he said, the things that I've done, you can do it too, and even greater. Why would God tell human beings, the things I've done, you can do it too, and even greater? You can never be greater than God. What the? So why would God tell you that you're going to be greater than him? And why would God say, why are you all carrying on about me? Why are you worshiping me? It's not me. It's the Father who sent me. I'm not doing this work. The Father's working through me. Remember, I want to just throw this out there. And I'm not necessarily trying to get into a discussion about it, but I won't resist it, is that we did a story this week where they're saying that the Z generation, maybe some millennials too, are taking their parents, especially their mama, on job interviews with them. When they go for job interviews, they take their mama with them, even if they're doing it online. Isn't that something? Can you imagine your mama being going with you on a job interview? Ain't no way I would hire you. I would look up and see your mama with you, unless she drove you there for some ever reason. But you ain't going to bring her in the interview with you. You might want to turn around, go back home, and you could be the most qualified person on this side of the planet. But you got your mama, you got problems. But then I was thinking, what's the difference between Z's and some millennial taking their mama on job interviews with them than it is when men are taking their wives and girlfriends on job on their jobs and interviewing with them? Preachers are now having their wives right next to them while they preach or do interviews. I saw an interview this morning, a quick interview of Tim Scott, the black Republican guy. I think he was Republican. Senator or Congress, whatever Tim is. You know, he got engaged. He got on, went out to the beach and got on his knees and proposed to his now fiance, a white single mother. I mean, she already has a child. Poor Tim Scott. Don't blame him. He and his mama lived in a small house in the country. But what's the difference? And I saw this interview with Tim Scott. His fiance right there with him now. Wherever he goes, she goes. What's the difference in carrying your girlfriend or your wife, which is your mama, to your job, your interviews, as it is for millennials and Z's to carry their mama around? It's the same spirit. You're still the boy. You may be older than dirt, but you're still the boy. In the good old days, you would have never seen that. You hardly knew it. You knew the preacher had a wife in some cases, but you really didn't know who she was. Or you would see her in the church, but she wasn't prominent. The man was the head. That's all gone now. Big boys are mama's boys. The preachers, the politicians, the Z's, and the millennials. Not all, but some of the millennials, I guess. What's the difference? You might well take your mama on an interview with the preacher and the politicians and the news reporter, everybody taking their mama. It's sad, too. When I say it's sad, I don't feel sad, but it's ridiculous. When I was watching Tim Scott be a big boy to his fiance, you can just see that boy smile, that catering to. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. The men have truly lost their way. Truly lost their way. And I understand. And you wonder, why is America changing? That's why. The men are changing. The men are now women in mindset and emotions. Mindset and emotions. They're the same as their mothers. They have the spirit strong of their mothers. Wikipedia called Tim Scott's fiance his domestic partner for whatever reason. And I don't know if they live together or not. I haven't heard him say. But what a mess, huh? And you wonder why my country is gone. These men are doing things that did not happen at all in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men. You allow the spirit of evil, which comes through the woman, to literally take over. You're giving room to the devil. And you call it love. Remember I said that Donald Trump is amazing? And I said, what manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. The wind and sea obey him. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. If what you're looking for is peace and love and joy, he's the one. Amazing, huh? Well, apparently Marjorie Taylor Greene agrees with me. Apparently, evidently. This is from June 10th. From the hall, the Hill, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican from Georgia, oh my mind, compared former President Trump to Jesus on Sunday while speaking about his recent conviction for covering up a 2015 payment to an adult film actor. Watch this.
President Trump is a convicted felon. Well, you want to know something? The man that I worship is also a convicted felon.
That's deep.
And he was murdered on a Roman cross.
See? What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. Amazing. Joel, Friday TV, he said that she's the only man, real man left. She recognized the Son of the Father. Isn't that something? Marjorie Greene, right on. How many of you recognize the Son of God, Donald Trump? If not now, when? What else do you need to see him go through and how he deal with it? Donald Trump is not dealing with all this stuff on his own. He would be like most of you in living fear. If the wind and the sea should rise up and the Christ had taken a nap, you'd be tripping out. You would not get up and tell that situation to be still. You would not get up and tell your enemy to be still. Your fear to be still. You would not get up and tell your loneliness and depression and your suicidal thoughts to be still. They will control you. They will control you. When I come back, your phone calls and also the reaction to some of the conservatives of what Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, had to say about the great white hope.
Amazing!
Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage That's why I write about, in the first chapter, especially, how I overcame. Scam! How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Baba Thumper! Praise the Lord.
Bible Thumper.
Bible Thumper Thursday. Did you know that Christians, except for those who started to overcome anger and coming out of their imagination, they have as much or more fear and hatred than a non-Christian? It's the same or even worse, because they got the Bible and they hate their fellow man. And their fellow woman. Fellow man mean woman too. Isn't that amazing? They have missed the word, the freedom, the peace of loving your enemy, loving yourself. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. Pray for one another. Because they don't understand what's going on. They don't see, and they don't see themselves. Oh, but they know the Bible. They can quote the Bible until the cows come home. So let me do this really fast, and then I'm going to get to your calls and super chat. I talk about the Great White Hope for a long time, and I've told you to watch The Great White Hope. Just have a little space. You should have a space between you and all people, including your husband, your wife, and everyone. But I have said, watch Donald Trump. Watch Donald Trump over the years and even now. And you'll be amazed at, like, what the... What manner of man it is. I just want to replay this one thing and then give you the reaction of the conservatives, their response on X as to what Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say about the Great White Hope. But first, for those who are just tuning in, on June 10th, this is from June 10th, The Hill, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican from Georgia, compared former President Trump to Jesus on Sunday while speaking about his recent conviction for covering up 2016 payment to an adult film, quote-unquote, actor. Watch this.
President Trump is a convicted felon. Well, you want to know something? The man that I worship is also a convicted felon.
I love it.
And he was murdered on a Roman cross.
On the cross. That's right. Just think about over the years, how many times the enemies of the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, have tried to put him on that cross. They have put the cross on his shoulder. And try to make him drag it over to that high mountain there in Crossroad and Cross Mountain. And he has not done it. But you heard what Marjorie Taylor said, right? Here are some of the responses from conservatives on X about what Marjorie said. Watch this.
Stephen Albright, is she wrong?
No.
John Root, yes, she is wrong. Pilate found no guilt in him, and she's blasphemous.
And there is no guilt in the Trump either. Duh. Okay.
Blue Collar Ministries, good grief. Let's stop this.
Oh, God. Now you see why we're losing. Christians are losing. They would not recognize the Son of the Father if he came and had breakfast with him. Go ahead.
Danny W. Blackwelder, with a great little bulldog avatar, I must say. Typical of many professing Christians in this day and time. Little to no understanding of the scriptures and virtually no spiritual discernment. How sad.
Marjorie didn't say Trump was her God. She was telling you what he's doing. It's the same thing that happened to the Son of the Father. Amazing. Okay.
Gabriel Padilla, this is the type of stuff that leads to judgment.
What does that mean? Nobody makes you judge someone else. You judge because you want to. Okay.
Zahana, what felony does she think Jesus committed or was accused of committing? Representatives who say garbage like this should be dragged out of office.
Jesus was accused of saying that he was God. He was accused of doing fellowship on the wrong day. He was accused of when he said, did the healing thing. What the? Amazing.
And then
amazing. Okay.
And then lastly, from Apostle David Aziz.
Oh, Lord, run away, Apostle.
Can someone gently and humbly tell her that one to whom is deserving of worship cannot be referred to as a man? Secondly, there were more than one person that was murdered on the Roman cross, and one of them was not a felon, and he was never convicted for felony. Let's not start and push a narrative that is unbiblical to win the sympathy of religious folks just to score political points. Peace.
What a loss. So this guy's lost. The apostle is lost. Amazing. Trump is not a convicted felon either. Just because they said it doesn't mean that it's true. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him.
Amazing.
If what you're looking for is love and peace and joy, he is the one. Amazing. Amazing. He's the one that died on Calvary. Trump has sacrificed his life for you and me. Doing exactly what the Christ did. Except for Christ made it so that Trump can go through it. Just like he made it so you and I and all can go through it, but you're too dumb to know it. You worship the devil and call him God. Amazing. Anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you're amazing. As Joel Frazier says, she's the only real man left. Amazing. Check out Joel Frazier's show at 11 a.m. if y'all want to get on him about that. Let me go to Denny out of Bulgaria. Denny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Peter.
Hey, Danny. How you doing?
All is well. Mr. Peterson, I called you last Friday. I'm not going to ask if you remember about this good colleague of mine. She's an amazing woman. she went to forgive her grandmother, her grandma on her deathbed, and the old witch was so angry that she came back. You remember that I told you about that?
I do remember. Never ask a black man if he remember, but I remember that, now that you brought it to my attention.
Yeah, well, she dead now.
She dead? Oh, she died?
Oh, yeah, yesterday. My colleague called me. And I asked her, how are you feeling? She said, honestly, I don't feel anything. Her grandmother was harassing her for a couple of days, sending her texts that she's not going to give her anything. She won't give her anything after she dead. And she was like, I just blocked her. Like,
nice.
A neighbor of her grandma contacted her and told her that she was dead. That's how she found out.
The wicked witch is dead.
Yeah, about time.
Amazing.
And I just want to give a quick update, and I asked her, how are things now? And she was like, things have never been better. She's not worried about money, not worried about it. She was very worried because she won't find a man. And she said, I'm not even worried about that either.
Right on.
If it happens, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
That's but right.
I just wanted to give you a quick update. And you have very, very remarkable biblical question this week.
Why is evil able to work with you?
Evil was never working with me. When I was in that fallen state that you often refer to, I was working for evil. I was serving it. And now that I no longer am, I'm just not working with it, and that's all. But if you are in that state, evil is not working with you. You're working for it.
Amazing. I will respond. Thank you for responding to that. And thanks for the update, man. That's an amazing update. And I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Absolutely. With that said, Mr. Peterson, I know how busy you are. Kind regards to your colleagues in your audience. God be with you, sir, and have a remarkable day.
Thank you, and thanks again for the update, man. That's amazing.
Right on. Goodbye, Mr. Peterson.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Indiana. Indiana. Reuben out of Indiana. Reuben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
How you doing?
All is well.
Right on. I'm calling today to ask for your recommendation. I'm currently an assistant softball coach on my daughter's team, and I'm working under a woman.
Oh, God.
Beta!
What a beta!
my daughter is she's only 10 years old, and the team that I'm helping to coach is they're all about 11 and 12 years old, and the head coach has no experience whatsoever. So she's never played softball, she's never played basketball, she's never played any sports. And my first couple of games, I was able to help these kids find themselves on the field. And I was getting them out of their emotions by just telling them to breathe, telling them to relax, focus on the next pitch, and get out of your thoughts.
Nice.
Well, every single time these players performed, when they were conscious, and I would say it out loud, most of the parents looked at me like, what is this guy talking about? What the? I saw what it was, you know, what was happening on the field, and the head coach, like, right over my shoulders, almost like a parrot, would just start throwing off these emotions, giving these kids pressure, telling them, you need to do this, like basically chastising the kids on the field. And this lady doesn't have any experience about sports, and it's kind of like life as well, too. Like, you can't let your emotions dictate the future.
Right.
You gotta stay present.
Yeah.
And so, now, I'm not trying to get deep with it. I'm just keeping it on the baseball field. But at the same time, I'm also teaching kids something that they can carry on off the field.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for that as well, too, because I think, well, I know for sure you're the one that put it in perspective for me. And it gave me the ability to help kids, you know. And,
yes.
And no grown man ever wakes up and goes, hey, I want to coach an 11-year-old girls football team, right?
You know? That's right.
But, I mean, I did this for my daughter. And so I did this to protect her because I was a ball player, too. And so now my question, after I gave you the background and stuff, I ended up stepping on. I realized that the coach was coaching against me. If I tell the players to go right, she'll tell the players to go left. And so I realized that it was more harmful to stay on the team and help me when the head coach is actually the, you know, she's the boss on paper, and she's the boss on the field. And so I guess I'm asking you, like, what should I do?
What should you do?
Yeah.
In what way? Should you stay or should you go? Are you asking that?
Yeah. So we finished the season yesterday. They have two more games left in the tournament. The coach completely sabotaged the game. I stepped down just because of what she was doing on the field, and now there's a game tonight, and I feel like just pulling my daughter out today and just you know, leaving it in the past. Some of the players want me to help them out, and some of the parents want me to help them out, but I realize I can't help somebody when the coach is leading them with her own personal feelings. And, you know, it's a battle that I know that if I face come to me, and I don't want the credit. I just want the girls to have fun, play the game. It's just a baseball game. It's just a stick in a ball.
Did you?
Getting them out of their feelings, you know?
Did you tell the coach where she's going wrong?
I did. I have. I have told her numerous times. I said, hey, you know, if you don't have any experience, you
know. Ruben, your phone going out.
I mean, you know how hard it is, Jesse, to try to catch a ground ball coming out of a barrel, and now you got the head coach giving you all of her feelings and all of her fears.
Ruben, and now, let me say this because you know, your phone went out. Did you tell the head coach that she was too emotional and it has a negative effect on the kids?
I did.
And what did she say?
She's silent. Silent. She doesn't, you can tell she doesn't respect me. She just kind of uses me for the equipment that I bring to the girls.
Oh, I see.
So
you have already resigned?
I stepped down. I'm just a fan in the stands, is what I told the coach. I told her that I'm just going to be a fan in the stands. I'm going to enjoy the players develop, and that's that.
Nice.
This is just a game.
Well,
you know?
I told you did the right thing. I like the fact that you at least went to her and told her where she was going wrong and the negative impact that it's having on the kids as a result. And if she didn't, like, work with you on that, I would resign. I wouldn't work with her either, because men should not have women as their bosses anyway. They should not be under a woman. I understand, and nowadays men, in many cases, they have to have a woman boss because the world is weak. But I wouldn't, if you don't have to work on her, under her, I wouldn't work with her either.
I guess.
And just let your daughter finish her last two games if you want, and then I would try to find, if you don't want to take your daughter back to that particular thing, I would try to find a better coach or something like that. But I definitely would not work under her if I were you, if she's unwilling to change.
Yeah, no, she's definitely not, man. What I tell you, Jesse, Mr. Peterson, she was rooting for the other girl that was striking everybody out on our team. I was like, what the? I'm like, how's about rooting for these girls? They're on your team. So I'm just, you know, at this point, with the experience that I do have, my daughter's only 10. She's the youngest on the team. And so when the head coach is giving my daughters these thoughts, giving her these little happy feelings and all, it's fake. As a father, I felt like pulling her out and telling the coach, hey, listen, that's enough already. You could do that to those kids, and if, you know, but not mine.
And what and you can do, too, like on the side, or I would, you can be teaching your daughter in the right way, as you sound like you were doing before. And so when she does go out there to play, even though she knows that the coach is wrong, she's going to remember how you taught her to play. And that's the way she'll go, because you're not responsible for all those other girls, especially if the parents are not fighting, supporting you and trying to tell this coach that she's wrong. You're responsible for your daughter, so maybe on the side you could be teaching your daughter how to hit or play, so when she go out there, she'll operate different than the rest of the girls. It sounds like that's what, what's that white female player name? Basketball?
Caitlin Clark.
From what I heard is that her father taught her to play, right? And so now she's out there, she's playing the way her father taught her, if it's true the father did it. And now all the black girls are jealous because they don't know the technique that this girl learned from her father. And you can have the same impact on your daughter.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm most certainly grateful for the opportunity that I have. And my kid is 10 years old. She's playing 2 years above her age because of all the time that I've put in. I work about 15, 16 hour shifts. I have three kids in three different sports. And so, you know, I get that part, but I guess I everyone else on the team, as far as you know.
Yeah, your phone going in and out, so I'm going to have to run, but you did the right thing by quitting that. But continue to teach your daughter on the side, and when she go out on the field, she'll be one of the best out there because she won't be emotional and all that crap.
Right.
Thank you, Ruben. Amazing, man. Call me again.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. I'll talk to you later. God bless.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Heart Demand bought a coffee about that segment that we did with the experts.
Yes.
With that guy about women are sex objects, men are success objects.
Oh, yeah.
I agreed with that guy whom you played, and you need to invite him. You'll understand him better because this short clip will never explain the full context why he said that.
That makes sense. You're right about that. Soundbite don't explain the whole thing. I just don't think that girls or women, adult women, need to be taught to be sluts. They're not sex objects, and sex is not love. Sex is only there to make babies, and it has nothing to do with love at all. Amazing. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, hey, we'll finish up on that, and then more phone calls. Back in a moment. 2 more hours to go.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday. June 27th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to the calls. We'll also get to the rest of your super chats. You can super chat buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. And of course, 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773 to call in, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And you can call for free via Skype from overseas, just so you know. Just use the dial pad and put 1-888-775-3773. Maybe two zeros before it, I'm not sure. Anyway, car dealerships, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, across the United States, trying to resume normal operations after a crippling cybersecurity incident. Huh. Left around 15,000 auto sellers at a standstill. Some dealers say the financial impact will be felt for years as the outage hit the middle of a busy car buying season. Isn't that wild? Crazy. Debate day. It's today. Commie Nonsense is all excited, and they want you excited, too, because they want your eyeballs. Crooked Joe Biden and his predecessor, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, are set to make history on CNN today. As history, stupid. Anyway, as they meet for their first 2024 debate, the debate set to start 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, on Commie Nonsense website, or whatever, their network, is the first between a sitting president and a former president, our greatest, and one of the worst, maybe the worst in some people's opinion. The topic slated for discussion over 90 minutes will center around issues supposedly most important to so-called American voters, from immigration and taxes to foreign affairs and abortion. That's abortion. I say it for short, and just it sounds nicer. Anyway, that's just where moderators... Jake Tapper, not a Christian, and Dana Bash, oh, lowered her, will begin. The candidates go from there, especially in Trump's case. He's the wild card. Keyword wild. Untamable. Analysts anticipate Biden is prepared to confront Trump about his criminal conviction. Give me a break. And his denial of the election results that led to the events of January 6th, 2021. Wonder if YouTube will censor CNN, because Trump is going to make some claims that you're not allowed to say on YouTube. Who knows? And other grievances that could spark contentious rifts. Maybe they'll get a Wikipedia little note underneath the thing. It said the 2020 election was on the up and up, as I agree. The so-called Supreme Court drama excitement. CNN reports, against the backdrop of a highly anticipated Commie Nonsense debate, the Supreme Court, so-called, could rule on Trump's criminal immunity in the coming hours. The case questions whether our greatest president may claim immunity from federal election subversion charges. Lord, accusing him of communist accusations. Anyway, meanwhile, the so-called Supreme Court also appears poised to side with the evil Biden administration and allow abortions in so-called medical emergencies in Idaho. So reports Bloomberg, citing a document inadvertently posted to the so-called Supreme Court's website in an astonishing breach of protocol. Wonder if it was another leak. Shameful. They just don't make Zoomers like they used to, right? The unsigned opinion showed that three conservatives, John Roberts, so-called conservatives, oh Lord, John Roberts, conservative, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Barrett, sided with the court's three liberals to block the state from enforcing the ban in certain emergency situations. What a mess. Bolivia is facing a coup attempt. An attempted coup in Bolivia failed yesterday. President Luis Arce called on the public to mobilize in defense of democracy. Oh, Lord. In response, soldiers and armored military vehicles withdrew from surrounding government buildings in La Paz. Former Army Chief General Juan José Zuniga led the coup attempt. He was detained shortly after he was seen storming the presidential palace hallway. Political instability over there. What a mess. 12 million people in that country. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you? You ever ask yourself that? Why is evil able to work with me? What the? It's an amazing question. You can listen to the show live on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing and where you are, anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And so wherever you are, you can podcast the shows if you can't listen, watch it while it's happening. But you can be listening no matter what you're doing by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Every Thursday. It's the second hour of the show already on Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden for sure is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why?
Why not?
Why George not?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. What a mess. But you can be free. You can be free. Isn't that amazing? Like you as an individual can be free right here on earth and have perfect peace in spite of all what's going on in the world through other people. It has been done. The devil has been defeated. You are not in control of anything. Never will be, never has been, ain't going to be, can't be. And when you let go, you will have perfect peace on earth. Christ came that you might have perfect peace. But the last thing you have is peace in your life. Isn't that amazing? You know the word. You read the Bible. You hoop and holler. And yet, you don't have peace. You can argue with people about the Bible, about the word. And yet, you don't have peace. And then you'll make up excuses for not having peace. It's like killing Jesus all over again. He came and brought you an amazing gift. He defeated your enemy and gave you an amazing gift, and you say no. You love your misery. You love your hell. You get a thrill from your own misery and then try to impose misery upon other people. Do you know that miserable people live? They roam the earth to see who they can bring misery upon, and then they call that life. They feel good. They get a good thrill from that, thinking that they're hurting you. That's what they're doing with the Great White Hope. They're doing the same thing with the Great White Hope, and it's driving them insane that they cannot impose their false life, their misery upon him. And you can live the same way if you wanted to. You have a responsibility. You got to do. You got to be a doer of the word, not just some talker of the word or hearer. You got to be a doer. And you can have men, women, no matter where you are, how old, how poor, rich, or whatever they want to say, you can have perfect peace right here on earth. And it's amazing that you can really have it. I'm telling you. But you got to stop loving your misery and rise above it. It's up to you. Hey, let's do the super chat, and then I want to get back to the call.
Super chats.
What'd you think about what Marjorie Green said comparing the Great White Hope to Jesus Christ?
She's my queen. Marjorie queen, Green.
Queen forever.
Indeed.
That was deep.
Yeah. I don't care if she did get in a divorce or whatever.
She got a divorce?
Yeah.
When?
Or she's working on it, I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
What a mess.
The man can't handle her.
I know. She's trying to play congressman, female congressman.
She has children?
Yeah.
Really?
Terrible, huh?
Little children?
They're like, some of them are maybe young adults by now, but I think they're like under 18, some of them, if I'm
not
mistaken.
How many she got? You sound like she's down a truckload.
I think she has like at least three.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Her son pulled up that soundbite with Marjorie Taylor from June 10th. This is from The Hill. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican from Georgia, on my mind, compared former President Trump to Jesus on Sunday while speaking about his recent conviction of covering up a 2016 payment to an adult film's actor. Watch this.
President Trump is a convicted felon. Well, you want to know something? The man that I worship is also a convicted felon. And he was murdered on a Roman cross.
Nice. Based.
Amazing. What manner of man is this? Right on. Anyway, super chat.
All right. Shout out to Heart the Man for your coffee that we read toward the end of the first hour.
Thank you.
About the women or objects. Soul Conscious bought five coffees. Jesse, it was sad to hear that young man referring to women as sex objects and men as success objects. That is a sad and empty lifestyle. Did men think that like this when you were growing up?
Nope.
Coming up?
No, there was a different respect, a different kind of... They didn't treat the women like they were all special. You're so special. But that was a respect for men and women that's not there anymore when I was growing up. And so I'm being told that there's more to the soundbite with that guy, and he didn't really mean it that way, so maybe true. But women need to know, older and young women, especially young women, they are not sex objects. And love, sex is not love at all, period. And when men see women, that's all they think about. That's the only thing on their mind is sex. They don't care about how smart you are, if they can communicate with you or not, how many degrees you have or don't have, how naked you dress or how dressed up you dress. They just think it's sex, and sex is not love. Just FYI. And don't let the men make you into sluts or whores. You got to take control of your own life and work on you, ladies, because women are looking for a father's love. Young girls, old women, they're looking for a father's love. They're not looking for sex. Now, they'll take the sex in order to control the man, but they prefer a father's love. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Soul Conscious. A very generous 10 coffees from Joey. Hope your eye is feeling better from Casey and Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, Casey and Joe. And it is doing much better. I can feel the stitches in there, but they're not like painful or anything. It's just that they're there and I can feel them. But the color's coming back. It's swelling going down.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely getting better. Thank you. I appreciate it.
C3.
That's weird how they took my eyeball out.
I know. When you said that in church, I was like, you could have left that detail out.
You could take the eyeball out or going back up in there some kind of way through the back and do the surgery. Put everything back in
the right place. I'm about to collapse.
And then do the surgery on it, and then stitch it. Put stitches so it can stick back together.
On the ball.
On the eyeball.
Stitches in the...
On the eyeball. And then they gave me a little thing to numb it around the eye, and then what's the thing they put you to sleep with?
General anesthesia?
Yeah, very general. I slept like a baby. The last day, I remember the nurse asked me, are you, Mr. Peterson, are you feeling anything? You relaxing when they were putting the stuff running in my arm? I was like, no, I don't feel anything yet. And they say I knew I was waking up from the surgery.
What the?
If I was going to be an addict... Oh, maybe I should. I ain't suggesting this. I'm not going to suggest it. I'm not going to say that. I was going to say my drug of choice if I was going to be an addict, but I'm not going to say.
Nice.
Because I'm not going to be an addict.
Cancel those words in the name of Jesus.
That's right. All in the name.
Sion.
Thank you anyway. Thank you.
Three coffees from Sion. Mommy's boy is everywhere, and mama will be heard. Full horn emoji and... Black woman talking emoji. Mama taking over everywhere in the house and at work fields. Love you, Jesse. Marjorie Taylor Greene is actually the one who's out there really just doing what she's supposed to do. She put them in shame.
That's for sure. I like when Marjorie went off on that black woman in Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Most white women and men will be afraid to correct a black woman like that, especially know how crazy they are.
Yeah.
And Marjorie was like, you got too much makeup on your face. You can't see. Something like
fake
that.
Fake eyelashes.
Oh, yeah, your fake eyelashes maybe is in your way.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. But anyway, thank you.
Classic. The key bought a coffee. The further a society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those who speak it.
That's for sure.
It's a quote from, or he attributes that to George Orwell.
That's for sure.
Or she.
It's amazing this spiritual battle between good and evil and how it works through human beings. Pay attention, folks, in your own personal life. Pay attention to your family members, your so-called friends, your husband or wife, or even your kids, your coworkers. See how much they hate you, especially if you're working on yourself trying to overcome. And then look at the government. It's doing the same thing. It's no different. Every human being... with anger, is two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. Every human being, two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. That's why Christ said, don't trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. And they will try to destroy you. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Sion.
Peanut butter hot dog bought three coffees. July is White History Month. Don't forget to thank a white. Thank you, Hake. He really white. Pumpkin pie white.
July just feel white, and it's coming up. Get your shirts. Go to rebuildingaman.com/store. Get your July White History shirts or julyfeelswhite.com. All right? JulyFeelsWhite.com. JulyFeelsWhite.com.
Nice.
JulyFeelsWhite.com and get your shirts. July is next week. It's amazing, July is next week. What the? Thank you.
While you're at it, if you go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, you can find my not all t-shirt.
Not all. But most.
That's in one of the Society 6, or it's probably Printify t-shirts, JLP t-shirts.
Right on.
Anyway, Evgeny Crosby, a couple of diamonds. Jamal Bowman is filling out applications while watching church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
That's for sure. He was defeated in his Laverne?
Yeah, he was primaried.
What does that mean?
That means he lost his primary against a fellow Democrat, beat him out.
Really? After all that dancing with that crazy woman on stage?
Jamal Bowman?
He was at a rally. They had a rally.
Recently?
Last week.
Oh, wow.
What's that crazy psycho?
Cortez?
Yeah. Cortez ran up on the stage. First, Jamal was up there all rapping and doing the black thing.
Yeah.
And then she, with her nutty self, ran up on the stage. She was rapping and carrying on and hugging him.
Oh, wow.
They weren't acting like congressmen. They were acting like idiots.
Yeah.
But he lost.
Oh, Lord, I'm looking at it now. He's jumping around, yeah. Swinging his arms around. He lifts 400 pounds. He can bench 400 pounds, though. He's a strong beta.
Well, good for him.
That's just what I heard. Just interesting side note. Interesting to me, anyway.
But he lost.
Yeah, apparently, according to what I've heard.
Did he lose to a black person or a white person?
I don't know.
Amazing. Thank you.
George Latimer. George Latimer looks light-skinned. No, he looks white. American Democrat Party politician, Westchester County, New York.
He lost to a white man?
Looks white to me.
Did they call it racist?
I don't know. What is this person? He looks mostly white.
He looked white to me, too. So let's say he's white, but he might not be. He better look white.
Yeah.
He lost to, did they call him racist? He lost to a white man? What the?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
He has wild eyes. He's sort of wall-eyed, I think. His eyes go like.
Oh.
Anyway. Yeah, thank you. Other interesting side notes from Haig, right?
Whatever.
Chuck V70 donated a Rumble rant saying, I'm ready for White History Month. I'm ready, White History Month. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you.
Age of Inversion with a Rumble rant saying, We are a cold weather people. Should have done White History Month in February just to counter signal and spite the blacks.
Oh.
We do nothing out of spite, Age of Inversions.
That's right, Angel. We did it because July feels white. Vacation time, summertime, reflection time, 4th of July, everything white. Amazing, but thank you.
Down under, it's cold. Down under, it's winter.
Down under what?
Under the equator.
Oh, over there in Australia?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cold right now?
I don't know if it's cold, but it is winter.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Cool, huh?
I can feel it now.
Explain that, flat earthers.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right?
If the earth is flat, why is Australia down under?
Exactly. Oh, no, that was a question.
Okay.
Chris Person, 77, three coffees. Regarding the MTG comment, Marjorie Greene.
Uh-huh.
Should we worship the Son of God or only worship God?
Only worship God. Only worship God. And that's what's wrong with the Christians. They're calling Jesus God. And as a result, they are lost as a bat. Amazing. Thank you.
Stan 69 with a diamond. Apple pie is king. apple pie emoji. Ask Hake to confirm. White thumbs up. Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Compared to sweet potato pie?
Yeah.
Are they compared or did you say
king overall is the best pie, according to him.
A good apple pie is good, that's for sure. Yeah. Especially with a little ice cream on it. With or without. But I don't know if you're comparing it to sweet potato pie. If you are, you got another thought coming. Sweet potato pie, if done right, good.
I remember I ate so much apple cobbler at my Grandma Hake's house that I threw up later that night.
Wow.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Let me go to the busy phone. Have you ever had, when you were growing up, did you have chicken dumpling?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
You never had chicken dumpling?
Chicken dumplings. No.
You have not lived.
I've only had them from the Chinese places.
They ain't the same. Though it is good.
Yeah.
But it ain't the same. When grandma make them, it's over.
Wow, so your grandma made chicken dumplings?
Oh, my God.
What was the breaded sort of material made out of?
This stuff that they make, flour dough.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
They were taking it, roll it up, like, I guess.
Nice.
And put, you know, roll it up, and then they boil it, or they put the chicken in there and put all the flavor in and blah, blah, blah. Oh, man.
That sounds good.
And don't put some rice on it.
Don't?
Ooh.
Oh, meaning you'll really...
You'll be thrown up from overeating like you did with that apple pie.
apple cobbler.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice white name, cobbler?
Yeah, so real white.
Yeah.
Hassan, you had chicken dumpling?
I think so, yeah. Is it like chicken pot pie?
It's like that, but it's not made with the pie thing. It's in a pot, and they put it in a pot, and they boil it that way and cook it.
Oh, yeah.
You had that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Amazing. Yeah. Amish style.
That must be a Southern thing, too, I think. Well, thank you all for your super chat. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir. I was calling to answer that biblical question.
Why is evil able to work with you?
I'd say it's due to my inability to not seek thrills and to just, because it seems like that's what it every time I can't be still and I'm like, I want a thrill, I want something, that's when the evil comes through me in dealing with other people.
And so you still seek thrills?
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah, so it feels good. And I've just been so used to doing it. And it seems like when I try not to, because I do try to real hard not to, it seems like it somehow that backfires on me and makes me... like I can do it for a while, I can hold out for a while, but it comes back on me maybe because I'm judging myself or others, and somewhere I get caught up in those thoughts or something. And I end up seeking thrills and vices and stuff. You know?
Do you and thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. But as far as this other stuff you're dealing with, do you want to stop? Do you want to completely stop seeking thrills?
Yes.
You want to stop?
Yes.
Stop thinking.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, that. Okay. Is this the, okay.
You can't have a thrill without a thought. Just stop thinking.
Okay. Right.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I could see myself thinking real hard a lot, you know, because I was trained to do that from childhood, you know, in school and all that. So, got to unlearn, you know, how to stop analyzing things and overthinking stuff.
Have you heard me say over this time you've been listening to stop thinking?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so why haven't you stopped thinking? Except for practical thoughts. But all these illusion thoughts, why haven't you stopped doing that?
With not 100% sure. Maybe it's I get a thrill out of it, you know.
But then
maybe it's that feels good. Or
so you don't want to stop thinking.
No, I do want to stop thinking.
Then why don't you stop and stop the if you stop loving the thrills, whether bad or good, but stop thinking, it'll all be gone and you'll be free.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I could figure this out, you know.
Figure what out?
But I don't know why I keep doing it if I don't want to do it. Something in me wants to do it. And
I just told you why.
Maybe it's, okay.
Drop your thoughts.
Say it, right. Okay. Communication is weird. It's like maybe I'm missing what. Yeah, maybe he's not thinking about it. Okay, whatever. You know, I don't know. So
you don't know what?
I don't know if I'm understanding it or if I'm just learning, you know, intellectualizing it or but I have faith that I will get to the bottom of it because there is nothing really else important in my life to.
I know.
Focus on. You know, it's top priority.
What is there to learn, or what's difficult about stop thinking? And when I mean stop thinking, I don't mean your work or your practical thoughts about work and what you're gonna eat, blah blah blah, things like that. But all illusion of oneself, why can't you just stop that by not thinking about it?
Maybe I'm sure it'll be a little pain involved with it. And maybe I'm running from that pain, the ego pain.
You are.
Yeah. That's what it is.
You keep borrowing reasons to not stop thinking. Because to stop thinking would be painful to the ego, which you think is you, and you don't want to take the pain on. But you're not going to be free until you stop using things to think, you know, TV, food, drink, drugs, or whatever, sex or whatever. You got to stop borrowing those things that prevent watching the internet or watching your phone, iPhone all the time. You're not going to be free from that until you stop borrowing those things that prevent you from not thinking.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Amazing. Thank you, Josh. I got to take a break here, and I appreciate you responding to the biblical question.
All right. No problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back to the calls. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal.
young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Subscribe here. like here. Ring the bell here. Follow here. Amazing, huh? JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv. Cozy here. I appreciate it. Amazing. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Igor. There is a line open, y'all. Igor out of Arizona. Igor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question about the silent prayer, but you answered it in like the first 5 minutes of your show. But if you don't mind, I'll take a stab at the biblical question.
Speak up a little bit.
Make a comment. Sure. I'll take a stab at the biblical question, and I'll make a comment regarding something you said in the first hour.
Why is evil able to work with you?
It is not, but when it was because I identified with it. I called it me. I lived it. Anytime I would say jump, and I would say how high, and that's why it was. But it hasn't been the case for quite a while now. Since I've forgiven, been doing a silent prayer and working on myself, it can't get to me anymore.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Igor, and I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday.
I also wanted to make a comment regarding something you said, the great white hope, and recognizing the Christ in him.
Yes.
As of right now, there are three people. There'll be Donald Trump, you, and myself that I can recognize Christ in, and it's pretty amazing. So I totally understand what you say when you say, what manner of man is this?
What manner of man is this? The one as he obey him. Amazing. I don't think a lot of people recognize the Christ in Trump because they have a false idea and an illusion about Christ. And so when they see it in others, they don't recognize it.
And that's what I had to do. Like, even when I heard you a while ago, you would say the same thing. And I'm like, is he? Because of the way he maybe lived his lifestyle. But I didn't realize that I had these ideas about Christ
Yeah.
And when you said, drop all your ideas, I was like, whoa, I have it in me too. So that's
absolutely,
cool.
Man. Every human being, if they want to be free and if they want to experience the kingdom of heaven on earth, they got to look within, they got to forgive, and they got to drop all ideals. Ideas
100%.
Are wrong about God, about themselves, and about reality. They are absolutely wrong.
I could not disagree with a single word. If you don't mind, I'm still going to run by that question regarding the silent prayer, even though you kind of answered it for me already.
All right.
Still want to hear your take. I wanted to do like a 24-hour run for it, where I have the ability now. I lost everything and everyone I've ever had, and so I'm sitting in this quiet place now for quite a while, and I wanted to do like a 24-hour where I just sit still for 24 hours. And I don't know if I'm just insane for that or I'm expecting something. I'm kind of like in between. I'm like, it doesn't seem too bad of an idea, but then again, why am I doing it? I do silent prayer morning and night. Throughout the day, I pay attention to myself. But then there's something this morning when I woke up after I did the silent prayer, and I was like, man, I want to do a 24-hour run to see if I can really, really dig deep. But I don't know if I went cuckoo or what. What do you think?
Well, I don't know what's going through your mind, but I do know if you decide to do that, it's neither right nor wrong. And if you want to do that, sit quiet for 24 hours, that would be interesting. Your okay. ego is so gonna
you
have
give it a whirl?
Your ego is gonna have a hissy fit.
I bet.
Amazing.
Well, that was it. Thank you for your time.
All right.
I appreciate you. Thank you for pointing the way, sir. That's all I wanted to say.
And you're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right.
All right. God bless.
All right. You too. 888-775-3773. Umberto, out of New Jersey. Umberto, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you going, Mr. Peterson? I want to ask you a question. I know Donald Trump going to win the debate tomorrow. Tonight. I want to ask you a narrow question. To face Kamala, Donald Trump had to pick somebody good debater to debate the witch, the evil Kamala. How we Trump can pick somebody good to face? You remember, Kamala no han dementia. She single han no dementia. She okay. But I wanted somebody can defeat her.
Well, it wouldn't be. It's not. You can pick a cat to debate Kamala and you still win. She's not very smart at all. She's empty head. And so it wouldn't be difficult to find somebody. The guy from Ohio, what's this guy's name from Ohio?
Mike Pence?
Oh. Ohio, boy. Oh. You got Pence on the back. J.D. Vance or anyone. Any of those guys that are running that potential VP with Trump can beat Kamala Harris in a debate with one arm tied behind their back.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. Here in Newark, Newark is a liberal state, Newark, New Jersey. We have about 45 pastors wanting to see Donald Trump to Newark. And how you feel a lot of people waking up and seeing the Democrat not doing the best job? Newark had 45 pastors want to see Donald Trump in Newark.
Yeah, but the people have physically suffered under the Democratic rule over the last few years. And I think in that physical suffering, they have decided that they want to change, right? They want something better. But I'm waiting to see what they do at the poll. You know, they say they're sick of the Democratic Party. They are tired of suffering. Prices are through the roof. Gas prices are out of control. Illegal aliens everywhere. Crime going through the roof. Illegal aliens are attacking and raping and killing white girls. But I'm waiting to see what happened at the poll, because the people can say one thing, Umberto, but they identify as Democrat or as this or that. They can go to the poll, and in that stupid identity they have, they still might not vote for Trump. I'm waiting to see.
Oh, that just the final question. How you feel the Ten Commandments, you want to put all United States, the Ten Commandments, how you feel about that?
They want to take away the Ten Commandments?
No, you want to put every state, the Ten Commandments.
Well, we need the Ten Commandments back.
Great.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, they absolutely need it back, man. If ever we need it now. Amazing.
God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy. Amazing.
Bye. God bless you.
All right. So I want to warn you people, and I said it in the first hour today, that lay down all your expectations about tonight and don't listen to the pundits and the so-called experts, because they don't know what's going to happen. They hope they have taken sides, those on Trump's side and those on Biden's side, and they're just speaking what they hope, false hope, but what they hope, right? How about having a wait and see about the debate tonight? There is a debate tonight between, according to Revolver, Donald Trump and Joe Biden today at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time, all right? So lay down all your expectations. Just because Joe Biden has been weird all this time, believe me, the Democrats, see how they did him when he gave the so-called State of the Union speech. So just have a wait and see, all right? That way you don't be let down, and now you're going to say, oh, Joe Biden beat Trump in the debate. Now I'm voting for Trump. I mean, Joe Biden. You know, have a wait and see so you don't lose your mind by overreaction. Wait and see what happens. Don't assume Trump going to win, and don't assume Biden going to win. Don't assume Biden going to lose or Trump going to have a wait and see. And then you won't be ticked and mad, and now you vote the wrong way. All right? Have a wait and see. The experts are dumb, and they have no idea what they're talking about. It's all assumption. Live a life of wait and see. Live a life of wait and see. Let me go to Pete out of Alaska. Pete, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
All is well, Pete. How are you?
Nice. I'm doing well.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, likewise. A daily thing. But anyway, just before the break there, you had a gentleman who said that he'll get to the bottom of it, right? His thoughts, I suppose, because you were telling him to just quit thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
Josh out of Georgia.
Yeah, I hope he's listening now, all ears and all eyes. There's nothing to get to the bottom of, you know, and that's how simple it all is. We outthink ourselves, I guess.
Yes.
Thinking we're smart and we know something when it doesn't matter what you think you may know any which way. So, like you say, there's no sinner, no saint, no right, no wrong. That's the biggest part of the illusion, is that we think there's something to get to the bottom of on most things. And so once you let go of that, it all becomes pretty peaceful.
That's a very good point, Pete. You're absolutely right about that. There's nothing to get to the bottom of. Just drop the thoughts. Right. Drop the thoughts and you'll be free.
Yeah, and I can only say it because that's what I'm experiencing, you know, in taking all the angles that you speak out on your show here into consideration, from all the callers to my own experience in life and watching the world outside of me and seeing the hell in others that has resided in me. That is just, no thinking is a beautiful place to be.
Absolutely.
One other quick thing.
I hope Josh is listening because you're absolutely right about that.
Me too, because I hear him on here often enough. Tonight he's, you know, trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Josh, I believe Josh from Georgia really was right, but he's just too involved in thinking.
Yeah, yeah. And I understand.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Now James had said Grandma Hake, right? Now, you say Hake so much that when he said that, it took me for a loop because I, it's just first name, last name Hake, you know, and he says Grandmama Hake or Grandma Hake, and I immediately pictured him dressed up like Larry Johnson playing Grandmama back in the 90s, you know, a whiz down to basketball.
No, he was talking about his grandma. She used to be a good cook, and she made a apple pie once. Well, I think she said apple pie, cobbler or something. And he ate so much of it that he threw up that night.
Oh, goodness.
Apple cobbler.
I couldn't agree with you more, chicken dumplings. My dad had remarried a time or two, and one of his wives, that was about the only thing I liked about her, was her chicken and dumplings, man.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Okay,
So you like chicken and dumpling?
Oh, man. Slice of heaven, man.
It's so good, man.
When they're made right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, be blessed, and all your listeners as well. And I appreciate being one myself. So,
let me ask this, Pete, before you run.
Yeah.
Are you able to send us that song again?
Yeah. I heard you yesterday. It's on my to-do list. Well, it kind of was already.
The original version.
The change. I can probably get to that as well.
Okay.
But, I'm gonna, I got a setting that's got a good sound, and I'm gonna go play it there and record it. And I'll just have the technician send you the original, and I'll send you the backup one. You can decide what.
Oh, good. Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com.
Yep. No problem.
That song is amazing, Pete.
Yeah, thanks. It's not me, man.
That's right.
And I just, you know, the knowledge that you are passing on to people and showing the way are the very words and ideas that inspired that song. So you're halfway responsible for writing it if I am. So there you have it.
Amazing.
So we'll go 50-50 on the revenue.
That's right. Nice.
Right on.
All right. Good to hear from you, Pete.
Okay, be well.
You too, buddy. Amazing. That song is amazing. So when you get it back, we're going to start playing it again on Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday. It is an amazing song. Let me go to Jeffrey. Hold on, Jeffrey. Let me go to Tony. First out of California. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you been?
All is well, Tony.
Very, very good, sir. Yes, I was calling. Did you hear about the story of the this older couple had a farm.
Speak up a little bit, Tony.
Yeah, I said, did you hear about this older couple had a farm and they adopted five black children and they kept them for slaves?
I heard about old MacDonald had a farm.
No, we're not talking about old MacDonald, sir. We're talking about these white American people kept five children for slaves.
That's
now
cool.
They are locked up, and they will never see outside again.
Nice. That's what I'm going to do.
Why you said nice, Jesse? Why you said nice?
Because that way, if they had a couple extra slaves left over, they can work the farm for them.
Yes, you know what, thing? You're the most hypocritical person I've ever met in my life for having a podcast.
What? What's wrong with that, Tony?
Because, I mean, why don't you say something that ignorant, man?
Where you get that information from?
What do you mean where I get the information from?
About the slave they kept. So,
it's on the
some
news.
Some white people
worldwide,
kept.
Jesse.
What news?
ABC, CBS, NBC, you pick them, Fox News, whatever.
So when did you hear this?
I heard this about 3 days ago.
Oh, you did? And so you heard on the news, all over the news, that some white people had a couple of slaves, right?
No, they adopted children from age 15, 12, 10, whatever the age possibly was, but they adopted five black children and used them as slaves. They did not let them take no baths. They barely fed them. They kept them out in the barn. They didn't even have a bathroom for them to use.
Well, you don't have can't they use like a bathtub in the barn?
Come on, no.
Let me do this.
No.
Hankins, give me the report right now. This is from New York.
Please report it.
This is from, hold on, be quiet, man. Hold on. What the? This is this is from the New York Daily News. White West Virginian couple accused of using adopted black children as slaves, allegedly. And so, what's wrong with that?
There was abuse. It was straight abuse.
In what way?
They locked them up. They didn't let them take no bath. They did not let them use the proper bathroom. They couldn't go to the house.
How you know? Did the story say all that?
It was right there in your face, Jesse.
It didn't say all that about. It didn't say it about. They kept them in the barn. They didn't let them use the bathroom. It didn't say any of that. Was that in the story originally?
Yes. They reported it on the news just like that.
Who's going to win the debate tonight, in your opinion?
Who you think going to win? Biden going to eat him up.
Eat him up how?
Just like he going to eat him up in November. The way he's here.
Biden can't even stand for an hour. How he going to beat him up?
Come on, Jesse.
No, answer that. Man. How is Biden?
Why would you put a felon? You wouldn't hire a
felon. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
You.
Hold on.
Okay. I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer.
Back in a moment.
I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
The Midwest has been flooding. It's terrible. And they're talking about banning cell phones in classrooms. I personally think it's a good idea, though devices are getting smaller and smaller. You know, some people have these fancy fangled, this is not one of them, smart watches or whatever. The Supreme Court drama. Oh, no, I told you about the Supreme Court. China is sending pandas to the United States, or they did. Rest in peace to Bill Cobbs, the black actor. He died. NASA is paying SpaceX to drag the International Space Station home or down to Earth or out of orbit or something. Isn't that cool? And the DOJ's Attorney General Merrick Garland is all acting like he's tough on drug traffickers because they convicted or they sentenced somebody. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper Thursday, June 27th, A.D. 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to the Super Chats as well. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports at least two people are dead after days of severe storms and catastrophic flooding in the upper Midwest, inundated homes and forced evacuations. The last bout of intense rainfall put pressure on the Rapidan Dam near Mankato, Minnesota. You may have heard about that, may even have seen footage, I did, prompting alerts about its imminent collapse. Assessment and response efforts underway as the area has seen significant damage and loss of infrastructure, communist buzzword, and property. As a result of the partial failure and the raging waters, the river has swallowed a home, as well as a power substation and power poles, a steel shipping container, county equipment, and more. So says Blue Earth County Administrator Robert Meyer. Blue Earth County is the lower part of Minnesota. Cell phone ban. A growing list of school districts in the United States are moving to ban cell phones from classrooms as educators voice frustrations about students' device usage. But now the students can't catch teachers in the act pushing all kinds of evil mess, an anti-white, anti-Christian mess. But so it's a double-edged sword. New York City Public Schools, the nation's largest school district, around a million students, could formally announce a cell phone ban as early as January. Phone usage during the school day has not only become a distraction, but an addiction, so says David Banks, the chancellor of New York City Public Schools, in an interview. New York's decision comes on the heels of the Los Angeles Unified School District cell phone ban announced last week. Two of the worst, most evil districts, maybe next to Chicago. But anyway, roughly 72% of high school teachers in the United States said cell phone distraction is a major problem in the classroom, according to a recent report by the Pew Research Center. And I bet it is. What a mess. Anyway, China sends two pandas to the San Diego Zoo. Isn't that fun? Two giant pandas heading to San Diego in China's first new loan to the United States in more than 20 years. Hopefully they don't breathe the Tijuana, Mexico sewage polluted air down in San Diego and die. What a mess. Or something. Get sick. It's terrible. There was a fire on a cruise ship, by the way. A little fire. Off of Mexico, I think. And Bill Cobbs, rest in peace. Veteran Hollywood actor. He was black. Known for roles in Demolition Man and Air Bud. Oh, Lord. He died peacefully. If there is such a thing, not sure. At his California home Tuesday, Bill Cobbs, C-O-B-B-S, his brother shared on social media. He was 90 years old, the tender age of 90. With a career spanning five decades, Bill Cobbs had nearly 200 film and TV credits. A hard-working man. Appeared in many beloved titles, including the Oscar-nominated 1996 classic, That Thing You Do. Oh, Lord. Anyway, $843 million is how much SpaceX will receive from NASA, which does not mean lies, to build a disposable vehicle that will eventually drag the International Space Station, ISS, out of orbit. It's been valuable for research since the 2000 launch, but it's going to be retired by the end of the decade. Aging hardware, probably. I'm James Hake.
Somewhere in the world.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you? Isn't that amazing? It's so much you can learn about yourself if you were to pay attention. It's so much that you don't know about yourself that's happening through you until it's mind-blowing. Know thyself. You can listen to the show on your iPhone if you're busy doing whatever you're doing by calling your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. It's amazing. Anywhere in the world. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com, and we're going to get to them. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. All right? It is Thursday, the last hour of the show today. And every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't,
they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man.
Amazing. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Oh, let me say to Gestures, thank you. We got the, fruit basket, yesterday. Day before yesterday, I believe. Good.
Amazing.
Thank you, Justice. I appreciate it. Let me go back to Tony. And Tony was telling us about, I see it in the Daily New York Daily News. White West Virginia couple accused of using adopted black children as slaves. I don't know what's wrong with having children work, because I've noticed that when I was growing up in the good old days, children worked.
from the moment they pop out of their mama womb and are able to lift anything, the parents have them working. And so when they become young adults, 18, in some cases 19, but 18, they're able to go out and live and grow up as grown-ups. But now when you hear that children are working, oh, it's slavery. It's wrong. Children are supposed to work. And parents, it's your responsibility to make sure that they learn these things while growing up so that when they become adults, you're not stuck with them at home. They're not calling you every hour begging for money, saying they can't pay the rent. They're able to independently take care of themselves because the way you raise them. But the world calls them slave. You're slave children, slave working children, something dumb like that, right? I don't see anything wrong with it, but apparently Tony does. Am I right, Tony?
Yes, sir. Well, why don't you explain it correctly, Jesse? I mean, stop putting a dress on it. These kids was abused. They wasn't able to take a bath. They wasn't able to go outside. They locked them up after they worked.
It said that in the article?
It was reported on the news. I don't know what article you read.
I mean, they said on the news all the things that you were saying?
Yes.
That's what the news report said?
Even the police said it seemed like they haven't taken a bath in months. That's how bad they were smelling. These children was abused, man. Okay? You can make a joke out of it. You can make it like it's nothing. But white folks are evil, man. Not all, but most are evil. To do another human being like this, you are pure evil.
Are black people evil when they kill white people?
I don't know nothing about that, Justin.
Yeah, they're knocking them out on the streets. They're robbing
them.
They went down the road. They're knocking them out on the streets. Hold on, Tony. They're knocking them out on the streets. They're robbing them. They're smashing, grabbing them. They're breaking into the white people's home. Are the black people evil?
According to you, all blacks are corrupt.
Tony, are the black people evil?
There are some black people that are evil, yes.
Oh, okay.
All people are evil.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
But the thing is, for you to...
Are you voting for the Great White Hope?
No, I'm not, Jesse.
Are you voting for Joe Biden?
He's the only one that could be voted for.
And why are you voting for him?
Because he's done wonderful things for America.
Like what?
He's got the jobs down to 3%. He's helping the less fortunate.
What less fortunate?
He's bringing the migrants in so they can work in this country and do things that no other person, black or white or any other race, would do.
And you're black, right?
He brought gas prices down.
You're black, right?
I bought diesel yesterday for $3.29.
Tony, you're black, right?
And proud.
You are black?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Proud.
Amazing. And why are you proud of being black?
Because God made me this way. That's why.
Why are you proud of being black?
Because God created me this way.
God made you black.
So I'm proud. I am proud of God's creation. Yes.
Can I hear, I'm black and I'm proud? Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
All right on. Thank you, Tony, with your proud self. Amazing. Let me go out to East Africa. Mommy Africa. Harubi, African. I never heard of Harubi. There's one line open. Guy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse Peterson. And, I wouldn't think like it was going to be possible, actually, to call in. So that's really great. Yeah.
All the way from Africa.
Yes, Burundi is the country near, I don't know, maybe Congo. Maybe some people would know, like, Congo, like, yeah, because it's more, like, known, like, for internationally. So, yeah.
Right on.
All the way in Africa. Yeah, right on.
Do they have white people over there?
Yeah, there's a lot of white people comes here and, you know, and, you know, like, and take the money. Yeah, they look like they're helping, but yeah, no. It's just, you know, I don't know why they come here, but yeah, that's the funny thing here. But there are white people. There are many people in general. So
right on.
Yeah, actually, English is my third language. So if I'm not very good in English, so just I'm already saying like I'm sorry.
No problem. So, you speak better than I do.
All right, okay.
Go ahead.
So thank you. I've been listening to you for about almost a year now, I think, for maybe almost 10 months now. Like last year, August, I started to listen to you. And actually, I have to say one thing. I just want to just say, like, right on, I just saying thank you. I've been really trying. I have been improving. It wasn't that easy. But I've been improving with myself, with actually knowing things, with actually being able to see this is good, this is bad, look at you, this is not you, this is not like who you are. And I can say like I've been really making good improvement with myself. I could feel it, I could see it, and I'm much more calm. So
right
I just really wanted to thank you. Yeah, I really just wanted to thank you because, yeah. Many things have changed, like with myself, like lately. Not many people can really actually, my surroundings, my family cannot really see it. Like, oh, maybe I don't want really to. How can I say to shake them, like with telling them, like, oh, this is how I am now, and this and that. So I guess it will be slowly. But then, I'm just right now. I have just one question for you, and. I'm single. I'm working. I'm making like good money. It's still okay. Fine. And I'm 29, by the way. I'm turning 29. And then I wanted to know, should I? I can. There's some friends I have, like friends, like female friends, you see. And I wanted to know, should I engage into trying to know them? Should I try to maybe talk to them, date them, or should I just? Maybe relax and just watch what's going on because last time I crossed over that lady, which I really appreciate, I would say. And then I was like, should you just talk to her? She knew me a little bit, but I didn't really do it. I just kept walking. I was just at the gym. I just kept walking. But then since I'm not really sure with that like kind of dilemma, like, so I was like, let me just. Take the courage and just call him and know like what's your comments on that? What's your idea about that?
Now that you're working on yourself, you're doing the silent prayer, you've gone and forgiven your parents, you're working on yourself.
Yeah.
Stay with seeking the truth. Stay with that. Put that first before anybody or anything. And in the meantime, if you run into a lady that you want to go out with or hang out with, just hang out with, you know, get to know her a little bit. Don't spend your money on her and all that kind of stuff. But get to know her. But don't think of it as I'm going to marry her or not marry her. This is going to be my wife or not, right? And if it's meant for it to happen, it will happen naturally.
Okay.
Yeah, don't yearn for it. Don't put anything before what is right. And I promise you, the Father will add everything unto you. And if he should give you a wife, the relationship will happen without you trying to make it happen. It will happen naturally, and you will have an everlasting marriage. But don't be putting that first. Don't be yearning for it. Don't be lonely for it. You only seek the kingdom first, all right?
Yeah, for sure.
And there's nothing with dating if you want to go out with a young... Make sure she's not older than you. She has to be at least...
No, she's not. She's definitely not. Yeah.
And then don't be spending your money on it. Don't buy her clothes and don't pay her rent. And don't be spending spend some money on her. And just be yourself. Yeah. And if it's meant to be, it'll be fine. If it doesn't, it won't happen. You'll be fine.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to have this kind of reassurance. Maybe if I see her on the street, I shouldn't really imagine to talking to her. I should just say it, but just be natural.
Yeah, be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself, but don't change up. Are you moving about or something? Your phone makes a lot of noise.
No.
Okay. But be yourself with all people, all right? Yeah. Don't put on a front. Don't try to change her. Don't try to preach to her. You just be you, quietly live your life, and just be yourself around her. Don't change, and you'll be fine.
All right. Thank you. I hope I can call in again and say, this is going like that. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, let me know how it goes.
I'll call again.
All right. Amazing.
Good
to hear from you.
Really. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All the way from Mommy Africa. What not heard around the world? And the truth is the same everywhere. All human beings have the same problems. They are possessed in the mind and emotions, male and female, doesn't matter how much money you have, where you live. And if you want to overcome it, you must be born again, meaning that your heart has to change from anger to love. You got to forgive your mama and your daddy. And God will change your heart and give you a clear mind. And when that heart and mind is on one accord, ain't no stopping you now. Salvation's of the heart. Isn't that amazing? Christina is a first-time caller out of New Mexico. Christine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Christine.
So I was calling because of the biblical question you had this week.
Why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you?
I guess to make it the simplest is that it's just the easier path to take.
Speak up a little bit for me, Christine.
I'm sorry?
Speak up a little bit, a little louder.
Oh, sorry, I'm kind of nervous, so.
Relax, it's just Jesse.
So the way I've observed through just looking about is just, it's just the easier path to take. It's just the way it works is evil will always make it easy for you to receive things, but it's not divine, I guess. Like, I guess too, as a comparison, we're pursuing a relationship. You have to work on yourself to be a better person for the person you wish to have in your life. And that requires work, but the end result is fulfillment and it's everlasting. Whereas with something that Satan will present to you will be easy. Like, you don't need to work to get a woman. Just go online and pay for one. You have it. But it's only temporary, and it's just not fulfilling. It's here and gone. And then you need it again and again, and then it goes into addiction. Whereas fulfillment, you're happy, and then you don't need another person in your life. You have the one you want.
Amazing. I want to respond to that, Christine, because it's so interesting what you said. But I got to hold it, my two cents, until Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. But I do want to ask, when you realized that evil was working in you, were you surprised to see that for yourself?
It's kind of strange. I'm a really weird person. It's the lessons I learned through observing the way God meant for us to learn.
Right.
And it's just my personal opinion, because the way I feel my connection with God is, it's not a being of speech. It's not something that has our language. It's an energy that just is so simple. And all you have to do is, in my experience since I was a child, is I would ask a question of God, and then I would have that to go out into the world, and the answers would be there. Just stop and look around, and the answers are there. And that's how I've come to learn these answers, is watching people.
Amazing.
And I would compare it, like, I would compare people who did things simply and their mindset and see how their lives turned out. And then I would see other people who did things more difficult and see how their lives turned out. And I would always, it's kind of like we show each other our futures, and then we can pick by people like, oh, what was their outcome? What did they do to get there? And if you do the same thing, you have the same result. And what did those people do to end up in their life situation? You do the same thing, you'll get the result. And God just shows us everything all the time.
Have you gone and forgiven your parents, your mother and father?
Yeah, I have. I have.
You told them?
Told them what?
That you forgive them.
Yeah. And I told them what I forgave them for.
What did your mother say?
Different reactions.
What did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
She just made excuses and then acted like we didn't even have the conversation.
Amazing. And how about your father?
He cried. He cried because when I forgave him, it was the very first time we spoke in years. And I think he cried because it's four of us, and all three of my siblings have pretty much contacted him just to give him my mom's anger. And I was the only one that reached out to seek understanding.
Right on. That's amazing.
So,
there's always one or two of the kids in a family that seem to be able to overcome. They're in the family, but they're not of the family. They feel they've been set apart. I've noticed that in the last 35 years, I've noticed that. In all families, there seemed to be one or two of the kids that are willing to do it. And it sounded like you were one of the siblings who were willing to understand and forgive your parents. That's amazing, at least your father.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a strange upbringing because of that. Because, like I said, there's four of us. And I always felt different from everyone else.
Yeah.
I don't even really look like my siblings either. They would make, you know, milkman jokes about me, like, oh, you're the one that's not really related. and it was fine. But I realized also because I was different, I endured the most abuse
in
different ways. And as an adult, I realized what it was. And I'm grateful for it because what it showed was that there was a part of me that had a real connection with God. And with all the evil around, evil will always attack you to remove God from you.
Yeah.
And they didn't succeed. And I was really grateful for that to show how strong my connection was.
That's amazing. Well, Christine, I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, you know, I know some people grow up thinking, like, why did I grow up like this? Why did this happen to me? And it was because I think personally, like I said, it's just my personal opinion based on my experiences. Maybe some of us just have that light in us that evil can't stand, and they focus on that. And they always say, like, the people with the star, a star will always be surrounded in darkness.
Very interesting.
And if you keep that light, you'll keep shining.
Well, the darkness in those who have not overcome evil definitely hate the light that it sees in human beings who have overcome evil. You're absolutely right about that. Amazing. Christina, amazing call. Will you call me again?
Certainly, I'll do that.
Are you still nervous?
A little bit. Like, I normally don't do this, but I've been watching your show, and every time I hear something, it's just like, I don't like using the word resonates, but there's just something that, like, it brings up the light in my heart a little more. Like, yes, like, I get that. Like, I understand that. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I should reach out to Mr. Peterson one day and just have a friendly conversation.
Amazing. Well, I'm glad you did. It made my day.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad that I made your day, Mr. Peterson. You do a lot for a lot of people, and you're definitely doing work with God in your heart, and we need a lot more of that these days.
Thank you. I'm glad you're out there, too, helping to shine the light in the darkness. Thank you, Christine. Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Have a great day.
You too. What the? I put my two cents in on Sunday. I want to give you this real fast. I'm looking at the clock and time going by. This is from John 14:12. And it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Bible Thumper Thursday. Jesus said, "Very, very truly I tell you, whoever believe in me will do the works I have been doing. Whoever believe in me will do the works I have been doing. And they will do even greater things than these. Because I am going to my Father." Number one, see how Jesus is going to his Father? He's not going to himself. What the? If Jesus was God, why would Jesus say, "I'm going to my Father"? He would just say, "You know what? I'm going back home. I'm going home." But he said, "I'm going to my Father." And then he said, "You can do greater works, greater things than he is doing or has done." Can you do greater works than God? Would God say, "You know what? Greater works than y'all gonna do than what I've done"? And I really wanna. It's up to you to believe that, though. You can believe whatever you want to believe, and you can stay in your hell. That's totally up to you. But I know a lot of people have been deceived when it comes to Christ, and they think Jesus is God. They think that they have a free will. They think that they're in control of their own lives. They hate themselves and others. They know the Bible, but they're not free. And so they make up excuses as to why they're not free, when they can be free just like that. You can literally be free right now and never suffer again. But most people don't want it. They need a brand new mind. Their mind must be renewed. And the only way that's going to happen, you got to get, as an adult, you're responsible for you. You got to get on that path and stay there. It's up to you. Stay in your hell. And don't try to fish the people that are in hell. You can't fix anyone. You can't fish your wife, your husband, your children, nobody. They have to want it. And they have to work on themselves. You as parents are responsible for your children until they are of age, and then they're responsible. Listen, folks, I want you to know you can be free right now if you stop identifying with the false self, the illusional self, the false self. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. Emotions, the good ones and the bad ones, are evil. And anyone that tell you that they're not, they're lying to you. Miserable people are telling you that they're not. All right? I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. The treasure chest is open on D-Live. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world.
most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Bible Thumper! Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. 888-77-5773. Couple quick announcements. Number one, the Hake Report. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And after James Hake, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss Joel. You never know what you're going to hear. And it's amazing. At 11 a.m. What?
You never know what you're going
to
hear.
Right. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, and you don't want to miss it. And then the Anchor Baby would normally be on at 12 noon, right after Joel Friday TV, but he's doing a special today. He is doing a special today at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. He is streaming the debate tonight, right on. What manner of man is this? He is streaming the debate tonight, which is at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to really have fun observing the debate and communicating, you want to watch, be one with the American Anchor Baby tonight. At 6 p.m. Normally it would be at 12, but it's special tonight. All right? So get ready for that. The American Anchor Baby tonight. Let everybody know the Anchor Baby is airing tonight at 6 p.m. He's going to be airing or streaming the debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden can't hide. At 6 p.m. All right. Don't forget to donate to Bond, RebuildingTheMan.com, by going to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. I appreciate it. We're going to get to your super chats here, but I want to tell you this quick story, and then I get to the phone calls and your super chat. According to this story, young men versus young women. A change is coming. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come, and oh yes it is. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the skies. It's been a long, long time coming, but I knew a change gonna come. A little change is coming. Thank you. What the?
Amazing.
So according to CNN, young men and women are diverging politically. Watch this Harvard Youth poll. Watch this first soundbite.
Looking ahead to November, Biden leads Trump by 8 points among all young Americans. For likely voters, this margin expands to 19 points. However, at this point in 2020, Biden led Trump by 30 points. Much of this lost ground comes from young men, young Black Americans, and college students.
If Donald Trump is found guilty in any trial before the 2024 election, Biden's lead amongst likely voters increases by 9 points, on par with his 2020 margin.
What's at stake for young voters in the upcoming election? Inflation dominated as the leading concern, followed by healthcare, housing, and gun violence. In head-to-head matchups against other issues, inflation won against every issue except for reproductive rights.
Amazing. A change is going to come. Young men. Young men, Black Americans, and college students are behind the change. Did you ever changes? Did you ever think for 1 second, minute, you would hear something like that? A change gonna come. I don't know when, but it's on the way. That's a little light. Here's the final soundbite for that.
About half of young Americans believe that people put too much of an emphasis on racial identity these days. 3/4 of Republicans and nearly half of independents share this belief. A third of Democrats agree.
41% of young Americans disagree with the belief that men are too soft these days. Nearly a third agree. Breaking it down by party, 61% of young Republicans agree that men are too soft these days, while 18% disagree. That number flips when it comes to Democrats. 19% agree and 60% disagree.
1/4 of young Americans say that women are too promiscuous these days. Breaking it down by party, 46% of Republicans feel this way, compared to just 14% of Democrats.
Nearly half of young Americans believe that immigrants improve our nation's culture. Just 17% disagree.
And a majority of young Americans would feel comfortable with an immigrant moving in next door.
Young Americans generally disagree with the ideas that immigrants will increase crime in their local communities or take jobs away from Americans. For both of those statements, young Americans are twice as likely to disagree as they are to agree.
What do you think about that, Hank? Have you seen that?
I had.
And what do you think of it?
It's interesting that Republicans are a little bit more in reality than the Democrats, the young Republicans.
Because the Democrats want them weak and blind and out of it. That's how they control them.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's like you're not allowed to think that reality is reality. You're not allowed to. It's like the emperor had his new clothes.
Right.
That? And
yeah.
he was actually just wearing underwear, not wearing
right,
clothes.
No clothes.
But only the pure in heart could see that the emperor had his clothes. And then a child said, the emperor has no clothes. And then everybody kind of woke up. But you feel pressured not to, these young people feel pressured not to allow themselves to realize that immigrants are bringing crime. And they are changing the culture for the worse. Men are too soft. Women are too promiscuous.
Yep.
And they've been brainwashed to deny reality.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
The Democrats are counting on pro-abortion young women to help Biden. But young men against changing gender rules could help Trump.
Oh, yeah. The gender roles. Gender rules,
no,
too.
No, gender roles.
Yeah.
My eye ain't working.
Same thing.
Yeah. Young men are against that.
Yeah. Nice. See, the men know, ladies. Respect men.
That's right.
You know how they always say respect women?
Yeah, respect men. What the?
Yeah.
That is an amazing report to me.
Yeah. The women are going more and more off the deep end. Some not. And then the men are going a little bit less off the deep end. That's cool.
Amazing. One day at a time, one person at a time, work on it. Stay with it. Yawn it, oh, but stay with it. Let common sense back in. All right? Let me go quickly to a first-time caller out of
Serbia.
Let me go out there. They're not saying anything out there. What the? Serbia. What's his name? What? Nick, turn up your speaker. I can't hear you.
You turn it up. Producer.
Oh, hold on. Producer?
Yeah.
Mamanja. Out of Serbia. Where is Serbia? Heard around the world. Mamanja, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. I'm from Serbia. My name is Nemanja, but it's okay.
Nemanja, right on.
Yeah, and I wanted to thank you very much, and I love you, man. And you were, I had so much troubles with my thoughts and everything. I couldn't find the answer anywhere. That was years ago. I watched the Silent Prayer with you. And I was overwhelmed with thoughts and emotions and everything, and you changed my life, man. And I wanted to thank you so much.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet, man. It gets your mind get clearer. Your ways are made easy. It just get better for you. Stay with it.
Thank you even for the Skype call because I had problems calling you and I saw the Skype number and I had to call it right away.
Right on. And yeah. Where is Serbia?
Serbia is in Europe. That's near. It's on the Balkans, on in Europe. Like,
oh, Eastern. Is it Southern or Eastern Europe?
Eastern, I would say. Yeah, it's like the I can't say it. I don't. I have problems with east, west, south, but it's Mediterranean.
Right on.
But Greece, somewhere where Greece, above Greece, Macedonia. It's mentioned in the Bible. Macedonia, that's like Serbian.
Oh, okay.
Macedonia. That's. I mean, that's some kind of the same people. We even speak the same language when Apostle Paul got to Macedonia. That's the same language.
Right on. What the? Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
That's amazing, man. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I promise you, your life will it just get better and better and better.
Yeah, and I could you please tell me the biblical question that I forgot it.
Why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you?
Okay, yeah, because I made excuses for the evil, because I knew it wasn't really good. And I felt that it wasn't really, really good. But I couldn't let go of it. And I had to make up excuses why I did that. And I identified with the devil. And so letting go of this false self. Yeah, man, that's what you're saying. And that's right.
That's amazing. I want to respond to that, but I can't. I got to wait until Sunday. But very, very interesting. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, right on. You are blessed. Yeah. You have no idea how fortunate you are, how blessed you are that you're waking up at such an early age.
That was years ago. I listened. You know, I really think I'm under the attack of demons because I have this weird situation, like a woman coming outside of my apartment and crying, and I'm like a compassionate person. And I thought I was a compassionate person before I thought about that was not the right thing. And he is like, I don't know. And these kinds of things happen to me all the time, and I have to stay away so much, and it's hard to be alone, man.
Well, now that you're doing the silent prayer, you're watching those thoughts, it's going to be very, very, if you stay with it, it's going to be very, yeah. very easy to be alone. It won't even be a problem yeah. at all. And you'll be you'll be the same way when you're alone as you are when you're with a crowd or another individual. It'll be the same. You will not change. It would be yeah. amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Amazing.
And I really want to thank you so much, because you are the only person I was to a psychiatrist. I really had these floods of thoughts, and what are people thinking about me, and what I'm thinking about them, and what they have wronged me, and that my reaction was that's just my imagination and
absolutely.
Devil and
absolutely
yeah
amazing. Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, man.
Thank you very much. So much. I can't put it into words now.
You're right on. Stay with it, all right? Stay. I don't care what happens. You stay with it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And I wanted to say something really important. The Jesus prayer is working. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. This is a great. And sometimes when I can't let go of the thought, it really brings me into the void of not care, but because yeah, and this prayer is also very, very powerful. I just wanted to say that.
Right on. Amazing. Yeah. Nice. Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate it.
Thank you also. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
And you are blessed, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you too, buddy. Amazing. Okay. Call me again.
Yeah, I will for sure. I will. You have the Skype. I will, man.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you're like on the other side of the world, the Skype call is available. Amazing, right?
Yeah, the dial pad.
I'm sorry?
You can call the 1-888-775-3773. That's what Denny from Bulgaria uses to call the radio show.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Nice.
And you can call the bond office, 1-800-411-BOND.
Amazing.
From those. Because Skype to toll-free numbers is free. You don't have to pay any fees or
anything. I've been doing a lot of counseling folks daily. And I talked to a guy yesterday from a communist country. I can't think of it right now. It's like right here in my mind, but I can't think, and I'll get the name. But he, like, raised in a communist country. His father was a communist leader. And I had one of the most amazing conversations in counseling that I ever had in my whole life. I say one because I have others. Guatemala.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah. I counseled with a young man out of Guatemala yesterday. And it was deep. It was amazing. And I say that because the truth is being heard around the world. And it's not my truth. It's from the Father. And people who are seeking the truth, Guatemala, I never imagined when they, Serbia, where Serbia, Africa, I never imagined one day I'd be counseling with men and women around the world like that. But the point I want to make is that the problem is the same. There's no different. And the solution is the same. There's no different. And to hear the testimony of this young man yesterday from Guatemala, how he was able to forgive and all the stuff he had gone through, he made y'all the problem look like nothing. But yet, when he heard the message of forgiveness, he had to forgive his mother and father.
everything changed for him. Even in Guatemala. Where is Guatemala? Over by Mexico?
Yeah, it's down south of Mexico.
Oh. Amazing. The spirit of evil is the same. And no matter what money you have or don't have, where you are, where you live or don't live. And forgiveness, when you see that you're wrong for being angry, will have the same effect. It will make you free. You will be forgiven when you go and forgive your mother and your father. And do the silent prayer so you can come out of your imagination. It'll bring you out. All right? So it was, hopefully he's listening. And I told him yesterday, I'm like, you know what? This conversation is amazing. It was absolutely amazing. If you want counseling or need counseling by phone or Skype or walk-in, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, to make an appointment, individual, family, or whatever. But when Christ said that all have sinned and must be born again, it's of the heart. The sin is of the heart. The anger is evil. It's hatred. It is hatred. And when you hate, you're playing God, and you're going to pay the price. You will never know God. And you will get a thrill out of being miserable and yet trying to make others miserable, because hell loves to pull others into hell. But you forgive, you'll be fine. But you got to forgive. You got to see that you're wrong for resenting your mother. And every human being hates their mothers. They resent their mothers. So you can't skip over mama and go to daddy. You got to forgive both. And your mothers have deceived you to make you think you resent your father. And those who do resent their fatherhood, their mother's resentment, not their own. You have identified with mama. So down there in Guatemala and Serbia and Africa, hi, y'all. Forgive. The spirit is the same around the world. Satan speaks all every language. And so does God. His spirit is greater. The voiceless voice is what you want. All right. Super chat. Man, this time goes. Super chat.
Super chats.
Chucky V70 says, the hip hop congressman. Oh, no. Anyway.
No. He's out of there. He's fired. Amazing. Thank you.
He's a monthly supporter on Rumble, as is Urinal Chills.
I appreciate it.
Who says, does this biblical question mean why does evil work with you or why does evil work through you?
Why does evil work through with you? Why does evil work with you? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Urinal Chills.
Yeah.
Ronnie from Ohio bought a coffee. Uncle Jesse, yesterday you said that all men are sons of God. Is Joe Biden a son of God?
Yes. It's just that he's been turned away, and he is his, I don't know his heart, of course, but if he has not forgiven and returned back to the Father, he's the son of evil because he have identified with evil. But all men are the son of God. It's just that most men have been turned away, and Satan is their God. Amazing, huh? Thank you. Amazing.
Katarina, three coffees. Is there any connection with women's menstrual cycle and their hell or demons? It's also called PMS.
If women were not angry, if they were not angry and they had a little monthly thing, it would be nothing. It would be easy. But they're angry, so they're overreacting, and they make the situation worse than it should be. A good question, though. Thank you.
The Key bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Why is evil able to work with you?
Agreement places one in a position of servitude to do the will of evil or good. In the spirit of Bible Thumping Thursday, how can two walk together unless they agree? Amos 3:3.
Amazing. Thank you. Deep.
Ronnie from Ohio.
Thank you.
Ronnie from Ohio with another coffee. Uncle Jesse, there's an old gospel song called I Won't Complain. Are you familiar with it? It'd be great to hear JLP's rendition of that song.
I won't complain.
It starts by saying, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb.
Wow, that doesn't sound familiar to me, right? I wish it did. It sounds deep.
It does sound nice.
It does. I've not heard that, man. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Evgeny Crosby, Stan60Nam, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, Misty, and the rest of them. Thank you for the ice cream, lemon, diamonds, and the support on the DLive crew.
Thank you all. I appreciate that.
And thank you guys. That's all for now, I think.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice. So listen, you heard Serbia today, you heard Africa today, and you heard, what was the other country?
Burundi, Bulgaria, Guatemala.
Somewhere. It's the same everywhere. Every human being has the same problem. You must be born again. Until that, you're possessed with evil. In the mind and body. And that's what's controlling you. Not you. You're not in control. So go and forgive and stay on that path. So the Hate Report is coming up now. And after the Hate Report, Joel Friday. And don't forget, it's a special show for the American Anchor Baby today at 6 p.m. Pacific time. He will be streaming the presidential debate today, tonight, between Trump and Biden. And don't relax. Let all expectations go about the debate so you don't be disappointed. And you still enjoy it, but you won't be disappointed. You won't be mad. All right. Thank you all very much. Brian out of North Carolina, the call has just dropped. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow, Open Line Friday, if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. Thank you all for your super chats and everything. I do appreciate it. And donate to Bar, RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND to make a donation. Thank you all. Hakes coming up now.
Baba Thumper.
Baba Thumper Thursday. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you,
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because a lot of, we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.